Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, ladies, and gentlemen, what is going on? If this is a day that will live in infamy as the Greg Squirrel Show is back in the air, I hope everybody is doing good. Oh, it is so great to be here. The phone lines are open, 323-642-1128, and we are back in action. That's right. I want to remind my buddies on Twitter and Facebook that we are in the house one more time. Hoping to track down my buddy Clint Davis. Everybody remembers Clint over at XFI Live. He's still hanging out there doing his thing. So hopefully we can get him in. So we are just having a whole lot of fun. We're doing some trial runs this weekend, trying to get all the bugs worked out. But, hey, I hope everybody has fun and joins in with us. Once again, 323-642-1128 is the phone number to call in. If there's something you want to talk about, we are loud and proud and happy. I want to say hello to my good friend Amy Misner out there. She's just hanging out, getting ready for big fights this weekend. Springfield, Missouri, at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium, Adrenaline Fight League is going to be, or no, actually, they're going to be at Cartoons. This is an outdoor event. Where was my head at? This is going to be an outdoor event at Cartoons there in Springfield, Missouri. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Going to be interesting. It's getting warm. It's getting beautiful. So getting outside is the place to be. So we're putting a little message on Facebook during our trial runs. We're doing 30-minute shows this weekend, get all the bugs worked out. So let's send a message out there. If you want to call in, you can call 323-1128. Have you ever tried typing one-handed? It sucks. I mean, I tell you. I'm not doing a very good job at it because it keeps me distracted from doing my job. If you want, hold on, let's put a space right there. There we go. If you want to call in, call us in, 323-642-1128. Got to learn a whole lot of new phone numbers and passcodes and all that other fun stuff. Hey, we want to give a big shout-out to our friends at Bion Apparel. If you're looking for some outstanding apparel, MMA, fighting, whatever, you name it, Bion Apparel, you can find them on the internet, you can find them on Facebook, and they will get you hooked up. Also want to say a big thank you to Moxie Nutrition. That's right, Moxie Nutrition and Herbalife. I kind of started a little weight loss program towards the end last year, and I've lost 30 pounds, so it is all good. Who caught the Floyd Mayweather fight? I really don't get into that much boxing anymore since I am strictly do MMA announcing now. But, Floyd money. He's exactly that. He's still money. And then we had the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, little horses going really fast. And then, of course, WWE, they had Extreme Rules pay-per-view last night. Daniel Bryan managed to walk out once again, retaining the WWE Heavyweight Championship. So big congratulations to Daniel Bryan. I don't know what the deal with Daniel Bryan is, but he's getting it on and it's going good. So then you got Eric Young. And, I'm happy to see Eric Young get the belt personally. I've been watching TNA pretty much since it hit TV. And so, you know, he's doing pretty good over there. So I wish everybody would give Eric Young a chance before they go start fluffing him off that TNA did this because WWE put Daniel Bryan at the belt. I mean, these guys have been around a long time together. So these guys are going good. So, you know, give them both a chance, and we'll see what's going on with Blog Talk. With, am I not the button on?
Anyway.
We're just having a big time right here on the Greg Skrull Show, back on the air after a brief hiatus. Yeah, you hear the Midians in the background. They are barking their head off. But, you know, that's what dogs do. Dogs bark, and they get loud, and they get rowdy. So, once again, Floyd Money Mayweather, he managed to hold on. He managed to win again. He's living up to his name. Floyd Money Mayweather is money. Once again, Daniel Bryant put Kane through a burning table. How crazy is that? But Kane's used to that kind of stuff. So, Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Only one title change on the pay-per-view card, and that was Bad News Wade Barrett. He did beat Big E. I can't call him Big E Langston anymore. He just goes by Big E now. What's up with that? I know, that's Vince being stupid. But Big E walking out, the new Intercontinental Champion. So I think it's about time that they merged the United States title and the Intercontinental title, because when was the last time Dean Ambrose actually defended the Intercontinental title or the United States title? You know, that's my question. So I think it's time that they merge them. They need to get rid of both two-way title belts, you know, one belt or the other. Come on, pick one and go with it, you know. Personally, with Big Gold, because that belt, you know, it is what it is. That's always been, of all the championship belts that existed, that's always been my personal favorite. So I think that's the one they need to run with. Don't forget, this Saturday night, Springfield, Missouri, that's right, Adrenaline Fight League, outdoor event at Cartoons. You can look up the Adrenaline Fight League on your Facebook for ticket information. Eric Stevens and the crew getting it done. Me and my boy Donnie, we're going to be there doing the ring announcing, doing the tunes for you, so it's going to be a good time. So everybody get up there and check out some great fighting action. We had a great show at the Shrine, Legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium back a couple of months ago. So new momentum going on. It used to be in Civil War MMA, but they've split off. They've gone in two different directions. And Uncivil War still exists, but that's now the pro side of the promotion. The Adrenaline Fight League is now the amateur side. So still a lot of great stuff going on. Eric Stevens, you know, I'm proud of him. I've been working with him. I've seen that promotion grow from about 200 people at the Howard Johnson Event Center, where now they're at the Shrine Mosque Auditorium pulling in 1,500 to 2,000 people. And like I say, this next big event coming up is going to be a outdoor event. Don't forget, we got the big NFL draft coming up. That's right. Anxious to see where Manziel, whatever his name is, Johnny Football, anxious to see where he ends up at. I mean, there's so many rumors going around the internet right now. Tampa Bay, Dallas. I mean, personally, hey, anything's better than Romo. Even if I don't like Johnny Football, anything's better than Romo. So we just got to go with it. So anyway, got a lot of great stuff going on. Don't forget Extreme Fighting, Inc. They got their big event coming up here next month down at Fort Smith. Clint Davis, my cohort in crime, XFI Live every Tuesday, every Friday. I look them up on the Facebook, and they will let you know what's going on there. Oh, that's right. My brother just walked in. He's kind of staring at me, little beady-eyed. Yeah, he been to the lake, so he's showing off his new little ball cap. Oh, wait a minute. Circus City Museum and Park, Hugo, Oklahoma. Three live circuses were in. All right. Well, there you go. The lake, according to all the pictures I'm seeing, the lakes or rivers are up and running, and the fish are biting, boys and girls. Don't forget, hey, we still got minor league professional football going on, the NWA Natural or NWA Battle. They kind of took it on this past Saturday night. They played the Enid Enforcers out of Enid, Oklahoma. Both teams are 5-1. Enid has showed up to play ball. 34-0 was the final score. So we got that going on. NWA Battle, they're going to be on the road this coming Saturday as they travel to Joplin to take on the undefeated Joplin Crusaders. So Joplin Crusaders are undefeated. So that ought to be a pretty exciting game going down up there in Joplin, Missouri. What else is there to talk about? Like I say, these are our trial runs. We're kind of working out the bugs, kind of get everything back up and running on the show. You know, we kind of hit some bad times last year, but now we're back, and so we're going to have a whole lot of fun with the Greg Squirrel Show. Phone lines are open, 343-642-1128. See, I got to learn all new phone numbers again, because when we got everything hooked back up, we had to get all new phone numbers and everything. But it's all good. That's what it's all about. We're having fun. So hope everybody just tunes in and has a great time with the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. So what is there to talk about? We talked about XFI, talked about my boys up at Springfield, going to be up there. Oh, if you want a good band to go listen to, go check out E and the Boys, Ultimate 80s Party Band. They're going to be playing May 24th. They're going to be playing Riley's on Dixon Street, so we're going to be down there checking that out. So make sure you get in with some E and the Boys. Good little band right there, so go down and check them out. Like I say, we're still trying to work out the bugs, so I hope everything's working right. That button said we were muted, so we didn't want to push that button. Okay. Hopefully some people out there. Amy, she's out there. She's trying to listen to us. Amy, a loyal listener from last year, she's back with us. And we got Amy. Who else do we got? Oh, we just got a whole bunch of people out there. That's right. We got Amy, Delinda, Amy, Julie, Trinity, Armel. Who is else on the list here? I'm trying to read the list here. Ann, Gabriel, Greg, Tammy, Matt, and Gina on the big board over here. So we're just having a whole lot of fun right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Once again, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. We are back in action, having fun, feeling bad, looking good, all that other great stuff right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. Uh-oh. I'm losing my ear. I'm losing my mind, boys and girls. Clint Davis would say, oh, that's not much to lose. But that's how Clint Davis thinks, though. But we love him. Where'd that go? That road? We'll find it. No big thing. So we're just having a good time. Like I say, 323-642-1128. Eventually, we're going to have the chat room back up and running so people can call in and chat with us. And we're just going to have a whole lot of fun. All right, well, we're going to kick on out of here, listen to some test tapes, try to see how this sounds, see if we can get this sounding good. And you all be good, and we will talk to you tomorrow right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.